This, as you're coming inbound from New York Avenue to get in the tunnel, you'll see that nobody's getting into the tunnel. That's where traffic is stopped. So you need to start planning, get past the tunnel towards your destination, and reroute, because there's a crash involving an overturned car in the tunnel southbound right at the exit for the freeway, 695. Now, they had been intermittently letting the right shoulder get by, but right now DC crews are saying they have stopped all traffic in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Just a mess in that area. So also seeing New York Avenue quickly building those delays before Florida Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue north of, that works as you're heading in through town. On the freeway, each direction, that runs fine. No problems there. On the Virginia Beltway, latest incident's going to be in Annandale right as traffic merges on from Little River Turnpike at the end of that exit ramp. It's the right side. You'll see fire truck rescue there. That's why we're slowing now before Braddock Road over and around toward 236. But again, the big story right now, the closure in the southbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel. Continue to keep you posted there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s today, light rain around. The winds start to pick up tonight. We'll have some rain, especially early, but the winds will start howling after midnight, over 40-plus miles per hour with gusts. Gusty winds tomorrow, 50-plus miles per hour, maybe even to 60 miles an hour with a few rain showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Vienna, 45 in Rockville, 50 degrees in Washington. West Virginia schools remain closed as striking teachers demand more. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Speaking of that, Washington's talking to us this morning in the form of Matt Schlapp at 8:05. And then at 8:15, we'll be joined by former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, talking about all sorts of scandals going on in the district. He'll chat with us about that. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, in for the vacationing Mary Walter this morning. Tony, thank you, sir.
Hey, Vince, thanks for having me. I guess I passed the bachelor screening. I didn't have herpes, apparently, so I'm back.
Yes, that is a callback to yesterday's program, wherein we discovered that the bachelor screening, the ABC show, they actually screen for STDs, which is probably a good idea. It's not quite as wholesome as we thought on that program. Let's go to Sagar and Jetty, Daily Caller White House correspondent. Sagar, good morning. What a segue.
Good morning. You guys are cracking.
You've got a lot on your mind and on your plate to cover this today, so we'll try and keep you briefly. But the White House has a bunch of things going on. I want to start with the gun meeting because that's where the president was this morning. He's saying that a whole bunch of ideas came out of that gun meeting yesterday, some good, some bad, but we need to respect the Second Amendment. But the sounds coming out of his mouth yesterday were not like that. He was for all sorts of restrictions. He offered at one point to put elements of Dianne Feinstein's assault weapons ban into the Toomey Mansion bill and get that moving forward. What is going on in the White House there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is the president's, you know, long-known penchant to please everybody in the room. But the reality is that the two sticking points at the end in the tweet, all he particularly wants to see in this bill is some sort of universal background check and mental illness screening. So, you know, yesterday he seemed to endorse, I think he said that, you know, he could put an assault weapons ban into the bill, that he wants to take guns away fast before due process, which is obviously unconstitutional. And this reminds me a lot of the president's immigration meeting, where he was in the room with, you know, people like Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin, and he said the dreaded words, comprehensive immigration reform, and seemed to endorse a pathway to citizenship for all 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. But, you know, the advisors got to him afterwards. They said, oh, Mr. President, you absolutely cannot do that. I suspect there was some sort of a stern meeting that was after, in which General Kelly or some other policy advisor explained the folly of what the president was saying, and that's part of the reason that we saw the tweet that we just did about 5 minutes ago.
Except in that case, Sagar, as we know, that in immigration, what we heard in the weeks following was this openness to eventually using more amnesties in the future as leverage for other immigration legislation. We saw the president's plan actually came out, offered citizenship to 1.8 million people, in addition to having a chain migration contraction that took 17 years to clear the backlog. There were all these things that conservatives were like scratching their heads on in this proposal. Now, you can claim that the White House is just doing this to demonstrate that Democrats don't actually have an appetite to pass anything that's compromising. Fine. But the impact of this is, look, Walmart has already raised its purchase age to 21 under the cover of the president saying, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, those concessions that were given, which definitely did annoy and anger some conservatives, were still incremental, not to the level of comprehensive immigration reform. And that's what you're going to see here. I'm almost certain that they're at this point that they're going to put in a provision to raise the age to 21, despite some wobbling from the White House on that in the past. You're also probably going to see, you know, the universal background check system and other things that the NRA is going to oppose. And those are going to be viewed as the major concessions on behalf of the White House. But it would be, you know, pretty shocking to see an assault weapons ban endorsed by this White House. I don't really expect to see that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, is the NRA and our conservatives and our you know, hardcore 2A supporters going to be happy with everything the White House is going to support? Probably not.
Well, I have two questions. I mean, first as a comment, I think yesterday was the Charlie Brown Lucy moment with Dianne Feinstein, you know, basically having her kind of run to kick that football and pull it away. So it's kind of a reverse from the Charlie Brown thing. But more importantly, Sagar, my question is, what does any of this have to do with what happened with the Florida shooting? I mean, not a single thing that I heard yesterday fundamentally addresses anything that went wrong to fix what happened.
Yeah, and you know, I think the only provision realistically would be the raising the minimum age to 21. But beyond that, the White House
Maybe.
Is taking this as an opportunity to
yeah.
look at all of the different mass shootings and to try and put in some preventative policy. But that's also problematic because, I mean, the average age of a mass shooter is 33 years old. There's
yes.
nothing that realistically could be screened against them. And then a lot of conservatives are saying this is really a law enforcement issue. This is, you know, where you saw multi-systemic failure.
Cascade failures, right.
In Broward County.
Right.
Sorry, what?
Cascade failures. I mean, the entire system of existing laws, to include those which are supposed to be checks and laws in place for weapons to be seized, were not followed.
I mean, even during the shooting,
yeah.
the tape was on a 20-minute delay of what was actually happening inside the school. Like, nothing worked.
Correct. Yeah. Many people are saying you don't need to touch gun laws. You need to touch law enforcement reform.
Right.
You need to clean out the Broward County Sheriff's Office, and you need to fire whoever it is who did not forward that tip on to the FBI. And, you know, there's a lot of merit to that, and it's sadly very much missing from the discussion. I think that the White House sees that as a losing argument because the media is just so focused on the frenzy of gun control. But, you know, it would be heartening to hear more from the president, I think, for a lot of conservatives, for him to come out and just talk more about the systemic failure of law enforcement.
Yes.
He has criticized here, you know, the deputies that were involved, but we haven't heard really anything about the FBI other than that tweet, which somehow connected it to the Russia investigation.
All right, speaking of law enforcement, let's shift gears over to Jeff Sessions. You've got Jeff Sessions and the President of the United States sort of in a tit-for-tat war of words all of a sudden in the last 24 hours. What's going on there?
Sure. So the president, you know, he tweeted that it was disgraceful that the attorney general had referred the investigation into a FISA abuse to the inspector general because he appears to want Sessions himself and the Justice Department lawyers to be involved in the process, even though that's really not how the process is supposed to work at all. It prompted, you know, a very rare rebuttal from Jeff Sessions, which he said that he would keep his integrity and he would continue to pursue that investigation in a proper form. He also, it leaked out that he had dined with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as kind of a show of support, or at least that's the way it's being spun. We don't really know what the circumstances of the meeting were. But, you know, once again, Sessions is beleaguered. I think that's the word that everybody's going with. And it's definitely putting a pall on the White House. I guarantee you it will be the subject of much of the briefing today. And it's really just because the president doesn't appear to know how the IG system works in the Department of Justice, and his just general frustration. He thinks that that the attorney general has not opened enough investigations into Hillary Clinton. Now, I think he would like to see
yes.
some of her aides prosecuted. And as long as that's happening, as long as he doesn't directly take the word of the president, he's not going to be happy with the attorney general.
Well, a lot to talk about in that briefing
yep.
today, including the fact that Hope Hicks is leaving as communications director. So
yeah.
we'll all be focusing on that as well. Sagar and Jetty, really appreciate your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me, Vince.
All right, and you can find Sagar on The Daily Caller. Great website. 7:15 now, WNBC. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, there's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting into the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel is no longer an option. They have finally put up the block, cones and blocking the entrance to the tunnel. The length of the tunnel just jammed because we're talking about this incident involves an overturned car. They sent a tow truck there. It's more complicated than expected at the exits to get onto the freeway. So now that nobody can get by, they're not letting traffic in as well. New York Avenue just at a crawl. Now I'm watching those delays back near 9th Street. That's just after West Virginia, Montana Avenues. So I would think about bailout traffic there. You can head over to Rhode Island Avenue and think about your destination toward where you need to get past the exit to the 3rd Street Tunnel, because again, that is blocked with the vehicle that's overturned in the tunnel. On the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel, travel lanes are open, so not affected at all, and the freeway runs well in each direction. Crash reported 395 northbound prior to Boundary Channel, so do watch in that area, have a little bit of stop and go. Now on the Virginia Beltway, right at the end of the exit ramp from Little River Turnpike onto the Beltway, that's where we have the crash along the right side. Top side of the Maryland Beltway delays just the heavy volume right now, but again, heading into the 3rd Street Tunnel, cannot do it right now from New York Avenue, southbound side of the tunnel closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The nor'easter is going to affect us today with very strong and possibly damaging winds. More in a second on that. Today, a few showers this morning, becoming a steady light rain during the afternoon hours with a high of 56 degrees. And then a high wind watch in effect from late tonight through late Friday night. Tonight, we'll have cloudy and damp conditions with rain early, and then it'll become partly cloudy and windy at times with a low of 41 degrees. Tomorrow, windy, rain showers in the morning, then becoming windy with mainly overcast skies in the afternoon and a high of 46. Wind gusts could get up to over 60 miles an hour. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 50 degrees, 717 on WMAL. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson has been the subject of much scrutiny this week after news came out that a HUD staff member by the name of Helen Foster is claiming that she was reassigned because she refused to let the secretary or his wife overcome the $5,000 limit that was imposed on redecorating their office. So there's this limit. You can't spend more than that money without getting congressional approval. And they said, well, somebody said, we'll spend it anyway. Let's just do it. And the end result was that HUD spent over $31,000 last year on a new dining room set. This is the way it's being reported broadly. A new dining room set, which includes a custom hardwood table, chairs, and a hutch for a conference room that is connected to Secretary Carson's office. Now, the way that sounds to me is this is not a dining room. This is a conference room.
Right.
So it's specifically for the use of employees there to assemble and hold meetings. So this is a conference room set for which they apparently overpaid $31,000. So there's all these questions about excessive spending going on there. Those questions have gotten up to the level of House and Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, who announced yesterday that his committee is going to be looking into whether Carson's agency was excessively spending on that redecoration. And he requested in a letter to Secretary Carson that he turn over all communications related to that employee, Helen Foster, as well as all documents and communications related to the redecoration of his office. He's got until March 15th to get back in touch with the committee, March 14th, rather. And that's according to the Hill's write up here. Now, as far as HUD's claims, they claim that Ben Carson did not know the table had been purchased and is not planning on returning it. Also, Raffi Williams, who is the HUD spokesman, said this. In general, the secretary does want to be as fiscally prudent as possible with the taxpayers' money.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, from everything, all the things going on. By the way, when I first heard about furniture being changed, I thought maybe he was talking about changing out the pieces of his AR-15. You know, the maybe going for a nice flat dark earth over black. You know, the handle and
yes,
pistol.
Yes, that's where everyone's mind goes usually.
That's what I usually do. Yeah. That's the first thing I think of when you talk about changing furniture. With that said, in this case, it sounds like it's a legitimate use of government funds for probably a pretty tight or unique office space where you have to tailor tables and stuff to get in there. And look, I've been in a lot of these senior guys' offices. Vince, you know some of the folks I visit with here in Washington. They all have especially, you know, nice conference rooms. They don't go down to the local, you know, Target and buy those crappy, you know, folding tables.
Right. But here's the thing, though. I think a lot of people think they should.
Well,
buy the crappy. Here's why.
Yeah.
We demand our government be responsible with the money that we give them. In most cases, not voluntarily. Very few of us are adding extra cash to our taxes. We are paying them under protest. We are paying these taxes.
Right.
So you're going to take our money. You should use it responsibly. When I first got married, one of the things we did was buy furniture that we could only afford, not furniture we actually wanted.
Right.
There was a lot more we wanted, but we ended up narrowing it down to being fiscally responsible. When I first got to college, same thing. Crappy furniture. You do what you can with the budget you have.
What's wrong with you? Why are you trying to stay in budget? I don't understand this.
All I'm saying is, even if you have a weirdly shaped room, just buy a couple of weird pieces of furniture, get them in place, and wait until you can actually afford something nicer. Let's not go crazy with the spending here, okay? Let's try to be a little bit more responsible.
Have a bake sale for goodness
sake. Yeah, have a bake sale.
Offset the
price. Thank you. Good ideas here this morning on Mornings on the Mall. 721 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click VirginiaFamilyChiropractic.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Hang on, New York Avenue commuters really just at a crawl here. The problem up ahead at the entrance to the 3rd Street Tunnel, still not an option. They have that blocked off. You cannot enter into the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Have an incident involves the overturned vehicle at the end of the tunnel on the approach to the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. For the commuters that are inside the tunnel stuck in those delays, as you get down toward the exit, they're intermittently letting those commuters get on to the freeway now. But to relieve all that pressure, still no entrance into the tunnel. Right past the tunnel is that jag around, let's say, 4th Street Northwest, and that's where everyone's heading right now. So I consider even heading past 4th Street, continuing into town, north of Rhode Island Avenue, also an option. Now, Maryland, let's go Beltway, Outer Loop, through Silver Spring, slow, Inner Loop into Bethesda. Just have the volume reported for now. 270 in Urbana, Hyattstown slow, and then pockets of delays, most of the way Germantown now pushing into Rockville. Annandale, the crash Inner Loop at 236 along the right side. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful nor'easter forecast to develop over the next 24 to 36 hours, and it's going to be more a wind event for us than anything else, but stay tuned. High wind watches will kick in. They'll most likely become warnings late tonight through Friday night. A little light rain today, 56. The rain and the wind will pick up a little bit tonight. The winds could gust tomorrow over 50 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 50 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:26 on WMAL.
I strut right by with my tail in the air. Trick cat strut, I'm a
all right, so your cat may be completely disinterested in you and just hanging around and just need you to replenish its food and otherwise just do whatever it wants. But, you know, if it was bigger, it might actually be interested in killing you. This is the latest out of the University of Edinburgh, where they report that cats, if they were bigger, might actually kill you. If you've ever suspected that your cat, the Orlando Sentinel writes, might be plotting to kill you, you might be onto something. A new study from researchers at the University of Edinburgh shows many parallels between domestic cats and their larger feline brethren, including aggression and neurotic behavior. The study rated domestic cats as expressing high levels of dominance, impulsiveness, and neuroticism, characteristics they share with larger felines and liberals. Oh, sorry, not in liberals, sorry. Like the clouded leopard, African lions, snow leopards, and Scottish wildcats. House cats also have high levels of anxiety, insecurity, tension, suspicion, and fear of people. So all that killing of mice that they're doing, they could be doing it to you.
Well, I think they want to.
Bigger.
Yeah, no, we got Mr. Buggles, Bug, and I swear to God, he tries to trip me at night, hiding in the shadows. And I have no doubt if he could kill me, he would.
He might get you yet. 7:28 here on WMAL.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one
888-8000-PLC.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious experience and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Is the answer to the Parkland shooting to raise the minimum purchase age to 21 on all guns? The president openly having that conversation now. We're going to have it with you in just a moment. 7:30 here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. There's been a serious accident this morning at a major commuting choke point in D.C. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the latest word on the situation?
Well, crews continue to work this crash, Bill. It's in the 3rd Street Tunnel southbound, and there is no entrance to the tunnel right now as they continue to work with the car that overturned in there. And I'll give you the alternates, what the delays are, and what you should do through that area again on the 3rd Street Tunnel closure coming up next in traffic.
It may not bring a lot of rain, but a nor'easter that's forming off the coast is going to generate some very powerful winds across the Washington area. National Weather Service forecaster Andrew Snyder says tomorrow the wind could be strong and damaging.
There's potential for some wind gusts to reach 60 miles per hour.
We'll get some rain, he says, but not a lot. Our full forecast is just ahead. The president will be looking for a new communications director. Hope Hicks is resigning.
It took everyone by surprise. Her aides, her followers. She has many admirers here inside the West Wing. She, I'm told, was meeting with some staff members. She was crying. They were crying. But she said it's a time that she believes she has to leave to pursue other opportunities.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Maryland lawmakers have begun scrutinizing the incentive package that Governor Larry Hogan is offering Amazon to persuade the company to build its second headquarters in Montgomery County. County Executive Ike Leggett spoke to lawmakers yesterday.
Suffice it to say, at the level that we're talking about, the quality of the jobs, I am confident that not only will it bring additional jobs in and around the state of Maryland, in Montgomery County in particular, but it would also help all workers, those who are currently organized in union jobs.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,029, the Nasdaq at 72.73. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Wizards fall to Golden State. College basketball, George Mason wins. George Washington wins. Exhibition baseball losses for both the Nationals and Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist about medications and diabetes testing supplies. You can also ask their trusted pharmacy team questions day and night on Walgreens.com or their mobile app.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. At UMUC, serving the military is in our DNA, which is why we've been ranked number one among the online and non-traditional best colleges of 2018 by Military Times. Earn a career-relevant degree from a respected public state university with online and hybrid courses. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, huge mess heading through town toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. No change. Still no entrance into the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel off of New York Avenue. I'm watching all this activity in the traffic cameras. New York Avenue, just a solid line up here coming in almost back to West Virginia, Montana Avenues, and not moving. So plan ahead. You don't want to be sitting in that stop and go traffic. And when you get up to the 3rd Street Tunnel, you can't get into the tunnel, but a lot of commuters trying to make that left turn and then going onto 4th Street. Once you get on 4th Street, not moving. Don't block the box. We got to get those outbound New York Avenue commuters through that intersection as well. So like I said, definitely a mess. What's happening in the 3rd Street Tunnel near the exit for the freeways where we had the overturned vehicle about an hour ago. They initially were letting the shoulder get by, but as they're dealing with this and trying to relieve the pressure in the tunnel, they still have everybody blocked off. Northbound side, 3rd Street Tunnel, unaffected. Freeway is open in each direction. Now, let's get you into Bowie. Crews are still with the crash on 301, northbound 301, north of 214 Central Avenue, right near Pointer Ridge Drive. Now, delays are beginning before Central Avenue, so plan for an unusual blackout there. And on the Beltway in Annandale, inner loop at Little River Turnpike, that crash cleared. I know it's giving us delays now leaving Springfield, but once you get past 236, pace much better heading through Tyson's. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind watch in effect late tonight through late Friday night. Mid-50s today, a little light rain around, especially this afternoon. The winds will start to pick up tonight and probably going to get some rain and the winds over 40 miles per hour, then winds to 50-plus miles per hour tomorrow with gusts. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Arlington, 46 in Damascus, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
All right, mornings on the Mall. Coming up this morning, we got Matt Schlapp joining us at 8:05. And then at 8:15, we'll be joined by former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray. We'll talk about everything going on in D.C. politics, of which there is much. There's a lot going on there. I'm Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning, in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Vince, good to be here. Thank you for so much. And I think you and I both enjoy Mary's ice pictures, ice station Mary, off on her adventure in Antarctica.
I have seen some dispatches.
That's right.
And she looks like she's enjoying it.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you, she's training for that next Olympics. I'm telling you right now, that's what she's doing.
Well,
she's
I'm rooting for her.
She's leaving the show and going to go to the Olympics, I'm telling you right now.
Not rooting for that, but I am rooting for her to succeed in everything. Let's talk about the President of the United States yesterday, which is that he made some comments about raising the age limit at which you can purchase a rifle in the United States to 21. So after prior conversations in which he had floated this, and then the White House had disputed it, and not disputed it, but said, look, the conversation's dying down on that. He didn't come up with the governors earlier this week, so we should read into that a little bit.
Right.
That it's not a point of conversation anymore. Well, it was yesterday when the president held a bipartisan meeting with lawmakers, and it was something that was central to his thinking, raising the age at which you can purchase a rifle across the board in the United States to 21. Here's the president.
Somebody can buy a handgun at 21.
Right.
Now, this is not a popular thing to say in terms of the NRA, but I'm saying it anyway. I'm going to just have to say it. But you can't buy, I mean, think of it. You can buy a handgun. You can't buy one. And you have to wait till you're 21, but you can buy the kind of weapon used in the school shooting at 18. I think it's something you have to think about.
Yeah, let's think about it and change handguns to 18.
Well, let's think about it. Let's think about everything else that the kids use to ruin their lives at 18,
yes.
Like driving a big car and hitting things. Insurance rates are way up. And knives. I mean, I think there's more murders with knives in schools than there are any other instrument. Yeah,
knives, drugs, razor blades, guns, cars. I mean, we can pick any number of things that have had an adverse effect. Cell phones.
Right. Cell phones.
Cell phones. Access to, like, weird spots on the internet. All
right.
Sorts of things that can be applied poorly, tools that can be applied poorly in the case of having somebody who uses them poorly.
Right.
But what about you? Do you agree with the president here? Should we seriously consider raising the age at which you can purchase a rifle in the United States to 21? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. 21? Or should we lower the handgun age to 18?
I am for people being taught from an early age to be accountable with whatever the technology is. Vince, a gun is not good or bad. It's an object. And like everything else we've talked about, a car, a gun, a knife, the internet, it's all about the individual being essentially socialized in such a way to use it for a positive purpose.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you and I think, share this background. I think we had an early onset use of guns.
Yes.
We learned very early on what that gun can do. And you built a respect for it. So I think it's more about the fact that we should not be punishing everybody. And someone actually commented listening right now about my use of the decimation example earlier.
That, yes.
You know, basically decimation was recovering some of the terrain earlier. A form of group punishment used by the Roman legion to basically kill every 10th man. So basically, you know, do we want to punish everybody for the wrong act of one individual? That's my concern.
We don't do collective punishment. We're not supposed to.
We're not supposed to.
Not in the United States, yet that seems to be the reflexive conversation we get to, is how do we punish the group in order to address the actions of the individual? This notion, raising the age to 20, yeah, you're right. I mean, it takes responsible gun handling needs to be taught.
Right.
It needs to be learned. I mean, this is just like any number of maxims that you're taught by responsible parents or adults or educators when you're young. Don't start fights, finish them.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, when you're on a firing line, don't get in front of the barrels.
Right.
Make sure that your weapon's in safe mode. Like, make sure that, you know, all sorts of things that you need to do when you're handling a weapon.
Right.
You should learn how to do that prior to handling them. It doesn't matter what age you are. And by the way, plenty of teenagers who both hunt and just shoot recreationally learn all of these skills at a young age.
And my son, who's now 23, started at 11. We went to the NRA range. We were firing my M1A SOCOM. And little guy like that firing, you know.
And where were you when he was shooting that gun?
I was
where
right behind him telling him how to do it.
Precisely. You were right there trying to make sure that he was doing it the right way.
Right.
Let's get your reaction to this. And the president of the United States floating raising the purchase age for rifles to 21. Andrew in Bethesda starting us off this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi. Good morning, Vince. You there?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Hi. Yeah. So my comment was, if we raise the minimum age to 21, aren't we just not creating more soft targets for criminals? Because they'll know that any young families or young people living on their own under 21 won't have a weapon to defend themselves. And isn't that what's going on with all these mass shootings and gun-free zones, that the criminals are targeting soft targets?
I think it's a valid point. I mean, when you begin restricting artificially individuals from having the ability to defend themselves, I think you open them up for abuse by those who don't follow the law. You're creating another circumstance where law-abiding citizens become victimized by those who fundamentally are criminals who don't follow the law.
Meanwhile, the average age of a mass shooter, 33.
Yeah.
Raising the age wouldn't affect that. More from you in a moment. The board jammed. This means a lot of comments coming up. 744 on WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, boy, an over an hour ago had the crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel, and literally just seconds ago, the entrance into the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel reopened. So they've removed the blocking cones. You can now get into the 3rd Street Tunnel, but with the closure in place and with all this activity for over an hour, New York Avenue is a mess. So really need you to plan ahead. I don't want you to get caught off guard here, because once you get through that light of Bladensburg Road, just not moving, coming in from West Virginia, Montana Avenues. And you know that trip to the 3rd Street Tunnel is lengthy. But again, you can now get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crash has been cleared. Now, northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel did not have the closures at that point. Freeway, starting to see the volume each direction, coming off the 11th Street Bridge toward Virginia, toward the 14th Street Bridge band. On the Beltway, Virginia, interloop at Little River Turnpike, that crash gone. 270, looking at delays in Urbana, Germantown into Rock, and in Bowie, still with the accident on 301. Northbound 301 at Pointer Ridge Drive for the crash. Delays beginning before 214 Central Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will not be a precipitation event for us. It's going to be a wind event. High wind watches will kick in late tonight through late Friday night. Those will likely be upgraded to warnings. Mid-50s today, light rain around. The winds start to pick up tonight. We'll have some rain, especially early, but the winds will start howling after midnight, over 40-plus miles per hour with gusts. Gusty winds tomorrow, 50-plus miles per hour, maybe even to 60 miles an hour with a few rain showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WNAF.
It's 51. This traffic and weather courtesy Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, raising the age to 21 to purchase a rifle in the United States. The president toying with the theory. Let's get your reaction to that. Sharon is in Maryland this morning, kicking us off. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, I want to make just two quick points.
Please, go for it.
Well, if they're going to raise the age of purchasing weapons to 21, is it possible that they, you know, somebody said that and it makes a lot of sense. Maybe they should raise the military age to 21. But that being said, I do need to say this. You have people like Loretta Lynch and George Soros taking advantage of these vulnerable young children.
Yes, ma'am.
Making them think, oh, it's okay to go out and kill. He's funding groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You have Loretta Lynch. Oh, we died before. It's died again. Go out. Kill some Trump supporters. You know, kill Republicans. Kill the children. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't be surprised if these demons set these type of things up just so they could jump out in front of everything. Oh, we need to ban your assault weapons. Okay, right. We need to trust them to the government. People say like Eric Holder, the John Brennans, the Peter Strzok, people like that about largest law enforcement agencies in this country. You know, all the assault weapons, all the big guns should only be trusted to people like that.
All right, Sharon, yeah. a lot of points in there, but including the fact that far too often a reaction to this is based on the politics of the people who are involved.
Right.
The idea that we'd go after mass shootings this way, but not go after shootings in Chicago with any temerity, any seriousness in reaction.
Yeah, Sharon, I completely agree with you. I mean, places like Chicago, as Vince said, you can't talk about the fact you have more people dying there on a weekend than you did in that one event down in Florida.
That's true.
And secondly, you know, the issue of 21, you know, what does that mean? We don't put people in the military until they're 21? There's some real issues here.
All right, Matt in Alexandria real quick for us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, Sharon took my point, but I was issued an M16A2 at the age of 18, courtesy God's chosen, the United States Marine Corps. Are we going to change that now? It's a cultural problem, people. It's not a gun problem.
Yeah, I love your point, and I've been saying this all morning. It's like exactly that. It's like we expect 18-year-olds to step up and serve in the military to do those hard things of defending the nation. So now you're telling me that he has the right to defend the nation but not defend himself? I mean, think about that.
We used to give a lot more knuckleheads guns in the military, too, back when knuckleheads were assigned to the military as punishment.
Are you saying I'm a knucklehead?
Now we've actually got people who volunteer for the force, you know, and who go in and get trained on weapons and are doing great at 18.
That's right. Well, no, I agree. And I think this is the issue. It's like, what is the standard here? And again, what does this fundamentally do to prevent future shootings like this? When people your age, Vince, are the ones picking up the guns, not these kids.
Right. Right. Precisely. Mike in Manassas. Go ahead, Mike. Good morning. Sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, good morning. I agree with the 21, bring it up to 21. But I also had one more question. I'll be brief.
Go for it.
So every time we come up with a great idea, like teachers holding guns and whatnot. So what's going on with that teacher in Georgia? Like, really, every time we come up with an idea, somebody wants to turn around and screw it up. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there's all sorts of people who make bad decisions. That's true. But we hope that that we have enough people who make good decisions to counteract them. I want to ask you, Mike, about why you support the raising the age to 21, though. What's the rationale, do you think?
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, it only makes sense. I mean, handgun at 21, I mean, that's obviously it's a lower caliber. I mean, with a rifle, I mean, that's just for someone to take something like that and do a school shooting or something, or just I just think it's ridiculous.
We obviously don't want anybody committing a school shooting, no matter what the age. But the point is here is we sort of assess the facts. And we've said it a bunch of times this morning. The average age of a mass shooter is 33 years old. Stephen Paddock committed that shooting in Vegas. He was 64 years old. I said 68 earlier, correcting that. 64 right. years old at the time of the shooting. This is not really an age thing. This is a culture thing, and this is something that needs to be addressed in terms of especially mental health and a whole bunch of other things before we get to the point where we're restricting access to guns further to law-abiding Americans.
Right. Mike, do you believe an 18-year-old who's a criminal will follow that law?
No. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, anyone has the potential to be a criminal. It's just, it's a mindset. And you're right. You know, it's all about the mental stability.
You're not talking about the Democrat Party, are you? I'm just, that's a joke.
I'm sorry?
No, that's a joke. I'm talking about the Democrat Party. Not that I'm saying
the criminals. Yeah. They're nuts. So,
yeah. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate your input this morning.
Thank you.
Let's go to David in Maryland real quick here. David, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Morning.
I have a quick a question to ask, and I'm not sure if I'm missing something, but why do we need a law when it looks like it's up to the individual retailer whether they can actually raise the age limit? So Walmart and Dick's have already said we're not selling to under 21.
Yeah.
So is it a local decision?
Well, that's already happening. Meanwhile, right. you have to bake a cake for everybody, apparently. But
if I knew you were coming, I'd bake you a cake. That's right.
That's what's going on in America right now. You're right. Retailers getting involved. Speaking of retailers, let's shift over to how your money's doing at this moment. We'll check in with the CNBC business desk here.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Well, welcome to March. And February was a bit of a loser for stocks. It was the first down month for the Dow in 9 years. That index tumbled 380 points yesterday on interest rate jitters. Today, the Fed chair will testify to the Senate Banking Committee on Monetary Policy. It could be a rocky day on Wall Street. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open this morning. Harley Davidson is working on an electric motorcycle. It just announced a partnership with Alta, which is already making them in California. Best Buy and Kohl's each have rising shares in the pre-market. Both reported better than expected quarterly earnings this morning, with increases in same-store sales. Walmart is raising the age to buy a gun to 21 years old, no matter what local law says. It follows Dick's Sporting Goods. And Cinnabon joins the cold brew coffee crowd with the launch of new Cinnabon cold brew iced coffees in 3 flavors. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of March 5th, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Page Publishing. All clear in the 3rd Street Tunnel southbound from the earlier crash, and the entrance into the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel also reopened. But that had been closed for all those commuters coming off of New York Avenue. So New York Avenue, boy, heavy delays coming in from Bladensburg Road, stop and go that entire trip. But again, you can now get into the tunnel. So a little bit better news there for you. Now for the trip in through Chevrolet and Riverdale, a heavy volume that extends down to DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. Heavy on the freeway to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel and heading in toward Virginia. Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up inbound towards Stanton Road. Bowie, northbound 301 north of Central Avenue 214 at Pointer Ridge Drive for the crash. Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online in a bookstore. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit at 800-470-4833. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'd make preparations to be prepared for at least some spotty power outages with a powerful storm developing off the East Coast over the next 24 to 36 hours. It'll wrap up, throw the winds up over 50 miles per hour times tomorrow, and that could easily cause some power outages. Could see some light rain around today, 56. High wind watch kicks in late tonight through late Friday night. It'll rain around early tonight, then windy. The winds pick up, gust over 40 miles per hour. Windy tomorrow with some rain showers. Winds could gust 50-plus miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
50 degrees at Reagan National, 7:56 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for over 30 years. During this time, I've experienced problems with money, vendors, customers, employees, fire, lawsuits, payroll, and much more. I know how hard it is to build and run a small business. I know that small business owners could use a helping hand. So I created Patriot Software to give small business owners an extremely simple and affordable way to do payroll for 1 to 100 employees. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Matt Schlapp will be with us at 8:05 this morning. Remember, he ran CPAC last week and got that confab together of conservatives. The president speaking there. We'll chat with him a little bit about that, but also about his wife, Mercedes. We'll try and pull it out of him. She might be the next communications director at the White House. We'll see. And then also, the former mayor of D.C., Vincent Gray, will be with us. He's a council member now, and he is none too happy about all of the education scandals that are rocking the district. What does this mean for the future of the current mayor? We'll find out in a moment. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A very windy nor'easter is coming our way tonight and tomorrow. Andrew Snyder is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Our biggest concern for Friday is very strong to damaging wind gusts. Most of the day on Friday could have very high winds that could cause tree and power line damage.
According to WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic, this will be mostly a wind event, not a rain event. His full forecast is just ahead. A new poll out this morning puts Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker in the lead among the Democratic candidates for governor of Maryland. But the Mason-Dixon poll also finds that one-third of Maryland Democrats still don't know who they like best. The poll gives Baker 26% to 15% to Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz and 14% for former NAACP President Ben Jealous. Meanwhile, incumbent Republican Governor Larry Hogan is clashing with Rushern Baker over the head of Prince George's County Public Schools.
Enough is enough.
After reports of widespread grade tampering last year and what Maryland Governor Larry Hogan saw as a lackluster response from Prince George's schools and county leadership.
It should have happened a long time ago, but I'll say today, county executive needs to fire Kevin Maxwell.
According to County Executive Rushern Baker, it's actually the state school board with members appointed by Hogan that has that power.
Maybe he should go straighten out the state school board, because evidently something is lacking with the structure right now, that he's got to now go out and try and create power that he already has.
Baker says Maxwell's performance has improved.
Every indicator that helps students and parents, he's achieved in.
Baker's hoping to run against Hogan this fall. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of President Trump's longest serving and most trusted aides is leaving. White House Communications Director Hope Hicks is resigning.
She, of course, was with him longer than virtually anyone else, you know, from those campaign rallies early on, long before anyone thought he could be president. And she was able to change his views on some things and soften his temper on some things. She would sometimes send out his tweets.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Montgomery County is doing all it can to persuade Amazon to bring its coveted HQ2 here. Well, now Maryland lawmakers are hearing details of the incentives the state is offering.
This is an incredibly thoughtful incentive strategy that could change Maryland in a very special way.
Maryland's Commerce Secretary Michael Gill tells the state Senate the proposed tax incentives would significantly help Maryland to lure Amazon to build its second headquarters in Montgomery County.
Everything's performance-based.
Governor Larry Hogan's proposed offering about $3 billion in tax credits and exemptions, including ones against the state income tax and state and local property taxes. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report finds that D.C. should be doing more to combat cases of lung cancer.
The big issue:
people who are diagnosed with lung cancer within the district aren't being diagnosed at an early stage.
And the American Lung Association's Joy Meyer says there are ways to fix the problem.
Making sure that we're enforcing laws around accessing tobacco products, raising tobacco taxes.
A push is also being made for Congress to give funding to NIH for better treatment and early detection of lung cancer and for quality, affordable health care for lung cancer patients. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,029, the NASDAQ at 72.73. Sports, the Wizards lose to the defending NBA champion Warriors. College basketball wins for GW and George Mason. Exhibition baseball, another loss for the Nats. Another another one for the O's as well. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 12th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax with the crash on the Fairfax.